Okay. Sunday, July 28th, 6:30 a.m. Just got back from walking the dog. Sunday, I don't lift weights today. It's my break from lifting weights. If you don't take a break, it really starts to wear on you. So one day a week break, Sunday, a good day to do it. The dog was relatively good today, huh? You can't help yourself. You want to kill everything in the world. Except for people. You love people, don't you? Huh. So, can you give us your opinion on that?
No.
Well, the opinion is I'm wagging my tail. How's that for an opinion? Okay. So I did start painting earlier today, this morning that is, and working on the horizon line above the whale. I wanted to do something there. And so you really don't know what it's going to look like until you put something down. Working to kind of like match the colors that are there already, trying to remember what you did. And, you know, it's not that long of a process to do that. Yeah. I put down the, like the reflection of the sun down on the water, but I don't know. I think it needs to be a different shape. I think it needs to be broader looking. Yeah, I think that's what it needs. So when I get back to painting this morning, or whenever. Being Sunday, sometimes we go shopping at the Korean Plaza to get fish for Sunday, but actually yesterday I did that. After church, I said, let's go get some fish for Sunday and later on in the week. So I got some salmon for today and trout for later. The trout goes in the freezer, the salmon stays in the cooler. Not the cooler, the refrigerator. let's see. Anyway, so I'll be able to paint hopefully for quite a while. It's cool out there. It was like 55 degrees when I went off, started from my walk. I don't know what it is now. Let's see what they say. Let's see what the phone says first, and then we'll see what KCRA says. I'm giving you a day-by-day weather report. You know, the weather so much because it's so important in a way. Okay, yeah, see, it got a little warmer. 56 degrees now, according to the iPhone weather app. Whatever that app is, I don't know. KCRA, the authority in the neighborhood, says it's 56 degrees. Hey, I tell you what, it's probably 56 degrees out there, most likely. In here, it's 68.9. So the fan's been going on since when? 3:30 or so, and still hasn't really cooled off all that much. I have the skylights open, so the hot air has someplace to go. But you figure it'd be just like it is outside. It's not bad, you know. It's very comfortable in here. So it says expect dry conditions for the next 6 hours. What? 2% chance of precipitation today? You gotta be kidding me. In Fair Oaks? Nah. Today high is 90. Tomorrow's 91. Let's see what they say. Then Tuesday 93. Wednesday, they keep changing it. Wednesday 98. Thursday 100. Friday 101. Back to the heat, guys. Come on. Saturday 102, Sunday 103, Monday 104, Tuesday August 6, 105. Let's see, what is August 1st? Thursday. So Thursday we start August off with 100 degree weather. okay, Sunday, some clouds this morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon, high near 90. Delta breeze at 5 to 10, it didn't say delta breeze, but 5 to 10 miles per hour. Okay, well, let me get going here. Don't have to lift weights, so I can go out and get things going and get things done out there real fast. Maybe eat some breakfast or brunch or whatever it turns out to be, and then come back and paint the rest of the day, hopefully. I'll probably be making the wife some breakfast brunch later today too. Sunday's a pancake day. So, anyway, let's get going here. Okay, that's some kind of jazz thing with a bunch of people. Thelonious Monk, Curly Russell, Buddy Rich, and I think I saw Dizzy Gillespie in there too. He's coming back on there, little thing here. Yeah, Charlie Parker, yeah, Dizzy Gillespie. So a bunch of people on this one. So anyway, what time is it? I can't read that now. Jeez. 10:08, 10:09, exactly. Okay, I'm out here. I'm gonna start painting. Ate my breakfast, brunch, or whatever you want to call it. I also ended up having to do some stuff outside. I had to clean the grill. I'm gonna be grilling some salmon later this afternoon for dinner, and I want to make sure I got the grill clean before I did that again. It's been needing a cleaning, so I cleaned it out and it's ready to go. So let me get the paint in here. Look at that new song. Hank Mobley. PM. Oh, let me sit down in a regular chair. I've been sitting in my painting stool for a long time now. My back hurts. Let's see. So, what did I work on? I worked on the ocean above Moby Dick's nose. I worked on the atomic blast again, painted that for, I don't know, the umpteenth time. And then I started on the marching conformist blockheads on the lower left upper quarter. That's about a good description, I guess. Worked on that, defined it a little bit more, added the color. Yeah, that's not much for all the work I did. Of course, I had to do other stuff too. Like I said, I cleaned the grill and made the wife breakfast. Took the dog out. With the wife, and then brought him back in. Oh boy. Now I gotta go make dinner. Grilling salmon today. Yeah, a lot of lines, a lot of filling in color around black spots. Let's see. Yeah, I think that works. And then I have to play with some more color for the edge around something I did there. Oop, I'm not sanding so much anymore on this panel. Think the drawing is pretty much set. I am adjusting stuff as I go along because, you say, oh, this is crooked, this is going wonky or whatever. And so you straighten it out. But the general drawing is set. That's so all I gotta do is fill in, do what I've been doing, and like I said,
Another month, if I keep this pace up, I'll be done. I didn't watch. I watched a little news today. Let's see. Yeah, you kind of get tired of it all. All the politics stuff. One side saying something about the other side, and you know that. One side was exaggerate something about the other side, and the other side will say exaggerate something about the other side, or leave a detail out, and or put a detail in, or make lead you to believe something else. Which is so basically, one side is lying about the other side. That's why I don't belong to any particular party. I don't want to be associated with people that do that. But you listen to all this stuff as to what's happening, not what the opinion is of other people, but just what's happening. You look at it and you can see these people's faces and stuff on video, and what they talk about, what they're doing now as compared to what they looked like, and they talked about what they were doing before. So then, well, of course, I have my own opinions about things, but I'm not going to share them with you really, because it's my opinion. I could be wrong. I don't want to spread something that's wrong, Let's see what we got here. We got 12 minutes. That's pretty good. And you know what? No fan in here. How hot is it in here? It's perfect. It feels really good. If I wasn't getting so tired and I had to go make dinner, I paint, keep on painting. 78 degrees, man. Wow, didn't even break 80. Oh, no wonder it feels so good in here. I wish every day was like this, but it's going to get hot again. I think it's going to get in the hundreds tomorrow. But anyway, it was nice while it lasted for 2 days, 3 days, 2 days. Oh, okay, so I entered a show at the Blue Line Arts Gallery, and the prospectus says that notifications will be sent out if you're accepted or not by Friday, last Friday at 5 p.m. And so far, nobody's got anything. No emails or nothing. So maybe the people that did get accepted got contacted, and the rest of us schlemiels, get to just sit here and wait and find out if we're, that we're rejected. This is the politically charged show, and I've entered this almost every time. I don't think I entered it the last time, but all the other times that they've had it, I've entered it, and none of my work ever gets accepted. Not woke and liberal enough for people, I guess. Woke or progressive enough, yeah, that's the really word. Maybe liberal, but not necessarily progressive. So, stifle, let's stifle that idea. Well, we'll see. We'll see if they take anything. If not, then it was 25 bucks down the drain. I talked to two other people that entered the show, and they're hopeful. Well, one's hopeful and one's saying, yeah, probably not too. I'm hopeful. I think I'm kind of like in the middle there, it's my Emily's Empowerment painting. I was in the caption on it is, I was empowered in my maiden form bra. And it's like, okay, yeah. This young woman's getting attacked, or getting her house, her apartment's getting broken into, and she's pulling out a gun to protect herself, which is, as far as I'm concerned, what the Second Amendment is all about. If you can't protect yourself in your own home, where can you protect yourself? She can't count on the cops to be there in the split second. Let's put it that way. Okay. Okay, and this guy that's breaking in is obviously a lot bigger than she is, and kind of mean looking. He's even got, the stereotypical look and clothes that would be somebody that's kind of nefarious, that would beat up women and stuff. Anyway, so let me get going here. Ooh, gotta clean up and go make dinner. So everybody have a good one. Starting a new week here. Monday's tomorrow.